In the defense authorization bill, I put two provisions. One was to cap the parking spaces that could actually be used at the new building to 1,000, and language requiring that the inspector general look into the process that allowed them to move to this building without any accommodating transportation infrastructure improvements. The language passed the House, both provisions. It's now over in the Senate. We don't know whether we're going to be able to get legislation passed or not because of all the turmoil over the midterm elections. But the Inspector General decided that they would just go ahead on their own and do the investigation because they felt that it does have merit to the points that we raised. For one thing, the Pentagon avoided a full environmental impact analysis. What they did was kind of a quick and dirty assessment, and they produced results that I think the Inspector General agreed were questionable, at least worthy of looking further into it. I think that the assumptions that were used in the study are a big part of the problem. For example, the Pentagon decided that only 75% of the employees working at the building would ever show up on any given day, even though that 90% of them show up on every day today. Beyond that, they changed the sequence of the lights at the intersections so that it looked as though traffic could move much faster than it actually can. And then they had things like having three green turning arrows against an oncoming solid green light, which, you know, these things don't happen in reality, perhaps on paper, but it doesn't work in the real world. So the conclusions that they reached, we feel, were based upon faulty assumptions. That's what the Inspector General is going to look into. But they're also going to look into why the Pentagon felt it was not necessary to do a complete analysis that would have required public hearings and the like in some response to the points brought out in those public hearings. This is going to affect tens of thousands of commuters. Everyone who drives past the intersection of Seminary Road and 395 on their way into work every morning is going to be adversely affected, probably by at least an hour or so delay every single morning. Well, my goodness, that would seem to be a major impact and one worthy of a more complete analysis than the kind of quick study that they did. Now, the study that they did said that there will be no significant transportation impact. On the face of it, that's flawed. That can't be. And so when the Inspector General completes its objective report, we think that we may be able to delay and possibly even stop this move until there is adequate infrastructure in place so that it doesn't adversely affect every other commuter trying to drive north on 395.
Here's the complicating factor that I hope you can clarify for me. We have followed other issues that were also related to BRAC that involved environmental assessments and had gone through the court system to get delayed or stayed or recompeted for. And every time, BRAC and the deadlines involved with BRAC would trump whatever the courts decided. Might that happen here? Will the deadline for BRAC trump that and construction has to go forward anyway?
This is a very, very good question, and you are absolutely right. In the past, the courts have deferred to the Congress, saying this is a legislative decision. And as long as it's law, we have to interpret that law and support that law. But the difference here is that we think we can get language passed by this very same Congress that passed the BRAC law saying in this case, we should not go forward. The Inspector General is responding to language that at least passed the House, may pass the Senate and be signed by the President. And we think that we have the support in this situation of the executive branch. They realize they just overreached. This was a unilateral decision made by Secretary Rumsfeld that on the face of it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to take people, 91% of them are currently working in Roslyn, Crystal City, in commercial office space with access to public transit, and force them to move down the road to a building that has no access to public transit isn't a particularly rational decision. And even if they say, well, there's greater security at the Mark Center, the Mark Center is right next to 395, where tens of thousands of people drive by. You have no way of checking who's driving down 395. And, you know, there are any number of weapons you can shoot from a car right into the window of any one of these windows at the Mark Center building. So I don't think even the security issue has much credence. So we think that we have both the legislative branch and the executive branch on our side once they fully analyze the situation. The decision was initially made at a time when nobody questioned Secretary Rumsfeld, and both Tom Davis and I voted against BRAC, and this was one of the reasons. We knew that it didn't make a whole lot of sense to apply this decision in Northern Virginia to move people out of commercial office space with access to public transit, move them onto military bases that were already located in congested areas but that had no access to public transit. We lost, but I think people now realize that we understood the area. And even though it's the 11th hour, adjustments need to be made so that after September of 2011, people aren't looking around and wondering who in their right mind ever allowed this to happen. Hopefully we can stop it before it does happen.
And we're talking with Virginia Congressman Jim Moran. So that the bottom line is you would like this whole thing to just roll back to the way it was and skip the Mark Center altogether.
Well, I would. I mean, I have no objection to filling the building if people want to walk or bicycle there. But until you have the ability to get there without causing everyone else an hour or two delay in their own commute, then it seems to me that we should just stop this. And, you know, it may become a lesson to the Pentagon that you have to take into consideration the needs of the neighborhood and perhaps be a somewhat more responsive member of that large Northern Virginia community.
So at this point, we're just awaiting the report from the IG. What's the timeline or any particular deadlines that you would like to see met at this point?
They're probably going to do in 6 months or so. I'm not sure whether they've given us an exact timeline. I want them to do a good report. An interesting aspect of this, incidentally, is that the Pentagon's Inspector General is actually going to move to the very building we're talking about. So given that, and given the fact that the Pentagon understands that this is going to be as much of a mess as we're saying it is, the Inspector General's the individual personnel certainly recognize that. They realize that there might very well be a conflict of interest there. In other words, the employees might well say, well, gosh, this is our last chance to avoid a two-hour commute in the morning. So what they did was to contract it to a firm that is far removed from the area, but that does have experience doing these kinds of analyses. And so they'll do a complete and objective analysis. I don't want any kind of, conflict or skewed results. I simply want an absolutely objective analysis because I'm confident that if they look at this objectively, they're going to realize this is a disaster about to happen if we don't stop it now.